For many, swimming is one of the best aerobic exercises around. Others find just a few laps in the pool more of a relaxation thing. However, there are 19% of us, according to one survey, who have admitted to using the pool for something else. That's right. One in five of you, of course, have confessed to peeing in the pool. And that's not a good thing for more reasons than you may think. A new study by Lindsay Blackstock, a PhD student in the Division of Analytical and Environmental Toxicology at the University of Alberta, has found that there is more urine in your local pool, on average, than you'd probably care to think about. Ms. Blackstock, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I think everyone can relate to this story. No one's surprised to hear that people pee in pools. Why did you want to know how much pee is actually in the water?
First of all, we wanted to apply this concept of using an artificial sweetener as an indicator of urine in recreational waters. So this concept's been applied before for environmental water bodies, so rivers, lakes, groundwater, for multiple artificial sweeteners. And the presence of those sweeteners in different water types have given researchers information that those waters could be impacted by human waste.
Boy, and what did you come up with?
Absolutely. So in the smaller pool, that was, we estimated 30 liters of urine. And in the larger pool, 75 liters of urine.
Holy smokes, that sounds like a lot. But what is that compared to the volume of the pool?
Incredibly small. So keep in mind, 75 liters in 840,000 liters. And again, we weren't actually detecting urine. We were detecting the sweetener. And to put the concentration into perspective, the units at which we were detecting this was parts per trillion.
Okay, but you're still talking about a considerable amount of urine to do that. Were you surprised by your findings?
We were actually quite surprised that people were indeed peeing in the pools, even though it's a taboo subject. Clearly, people must be peeing for this artificial sweetener to be showing up.
Now, you say that you also looked at hot tubs. How did they compare?
In some of the hot tubs, we found the concentration to be much higher than that was in the swimming pools. So to give a little bit of perspective, that doesn't necessarily mean there's more urine, but each urination event would have a much bigger impact on the concentration that we found because it would be diluted in a much smaller volume of water.
Okay, so you've quantified how much pee is in the pool. That, as we already know, it's really there, even though the concentrations are low. What are the implications, or what are the health implications for having urine in pools?
Yeah, so urine itself is essentially considered to be sterile, not a big concern. But there are a few minor risks inherent to the disinfection process of the compounds present in urine. So they can react with, say, chlorine, for example, to form disinfection byproducts. And one of these is called trichloramine. And it's a volatile compound that's actually responsible for the smell of chlorine that you might get when you enter into an indoor swimming pool. Now, this compound has been associated with eye irritation and irritation to the lungs as well. So some people might find after they go swimming that they get red eyes. And some research has indicated that trichloramine could be the cause of that. Additionally, long-term exposure to this volatile disinfection byproduct has been found to be linked with occupational asthma in professional swimmers and also in pool operators.
Boy. Are you more afraid of swimming pools since you've done the study?
No, definitely not. We're really not worried about it at all. It's really great to swim and keep healthy that way.
So the bottom line here is keep the pee out of the pool.
Absolutely. We want to reiterate the benefits of maintaining a healthy lifestyle through swimming far outweigh any of the potential risks associated with disinfection byproducts that can be formed. If you go swimming one time, don't be afraid. You're not going to get asthma. That's not what we want to be relating to the general public.
Ms. Blackstock, thank you very much.
Thank you.